We're going to put an Intel processor inside a new iMac.
There was a big collective exhale at Macworld. The Mac faithful didn't get a cool new form factor, but the big change was on the inside. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech News. Here's podcast number 6 of 8 covering the keynote speech by Apple CEO Steve Jobs at the 2006 Macworld conference from San Francisco.
Now, let's talk about the computer systems themselves. We're making some of the best products we ever had, and we've had a really good year with Macs. So we started off the year selling over 1 million Macs a quarter and just did better every quarter after that. But the biggest news this year, of course, was that we announced that we were going to shift to using Intel processors in Macs. And we announced this at our developer conference this last spring. We announced that by June of this year, June of 06, we would be shipping Macs with Intel processors. So I want to give you an update today. How are we doing? Wow.
Steve, I wanted to report that Intel's ready.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I can report to you that Apple's ready too.
Well, that's good.
We started a partnership less than a year ago to make this happen. And our teams have worked so hard together, nights, weekends, to make this happen in record time. And I want to thank you and your team for all the help. It's been incredible how our engineers have bonded and how well this has gone.
Well, thank you, Steve. And the collaboration from our side couldn't have been better in terms of working with Apple. It was energizing. It was challenging. It was fun. We did, inside of a year, something which people thought couldn't be done. We had over 1,000 people at Intel working on this project. In its entirety, what it reminded me most about was a quote that Bob Noyce, our founder, said almost 30 years ago. He said, "Don't be encumbered by history. Go out and create something wonderful." Well, we did, and we did it together.
Yep. You know, one of the biggest reasons that we decided to switch to using Intel processors is because what drives us is wanting to make the best personal computers in the world. And it became very clear that the way to do that was to use some of your newest technology that you'd be rolling out this year. And we are thrilled with it. We can't wait to tell you about it. So thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Yep.
My pleasure.
Thanks. So, a little ahead of schedule. Today, we are going to roll out the first Mac with an Intel processor. It is the first of a new generation of Macs. So without any more fanfare, it is the iMac. The iMac is an incredible computer, as you know. It's got a built-in EyeSight camera for video conferencing right out of the box. It's got the Apple remote in front row for the best media experience on the planet. We couldn't be happier with it, and it's gotten an incredible reception. Matter of fact, it's got the best reviews of any product we've ever released. Walt Mossberg, one of the tougher critics out there, said recently, "No desktop offered by Dell or HP or Sony or Gateway can match the new iMac G5's combination of power, elegance, simplicity, ease of use, built-in software, and security." And then he summed it all up when he said, "It's the gold standard of desktop PCs." We're going to put an Intel processor inside a new iMac. How do we make something this good even better? Well, we're going to offer it in the same sizes, 17 and 20 inch, because our customers love these things. We're going to offer it in the same award-winning design, which has caused people to say, "Well, where did the computer go?" We're going to offer it with the same features, the same built-in iSight camera, front row, the Apple remote, and all the other great features. And we're going to offer it for the same prices. So, what's different? Well, what's different is that the new iMac Intel processor is 2 to 3 times faster than the iMac G5. 2 to 3 times faster. And that is because we are building in Intel's latest and greatest technology, the new Intel Core Duo chip. This is an amazing chip that's got 2 processors on one die. It's a dual processor and a 2 megabyte L2 cache. Each of these processors is in itself faster than the G5, and there's 2 of them. And we're building this in to the new iMac, and we've got the numbers which speak for themselves. So let's take a look at them. The iMac G5 and the iMac Core Duo. Let's take a look at spec marks. Spec 2000, integer performance, the most important benchmark of computer performance. 10.2 on the iMac G5, 32.6 on the iMac Core Duo, 3.2x. And these are using the best compilers on each. IBM's compilers on the G5 and Intel's compilers on the Core Duo. For floating point, 13.0 on the G5, 27.1 on the Core Duo for 2.1. And so in the most important benchmarks of performance, 2 to 3x. Now, everything's not going to run 2 to 3x. You know, the disks aren't 2 to 3x faster, et cetera. But on the most important benchmarks, 2 to 3 times faster. Every iMac is now got dual processors in it. Every iMac. But it's not just the hardware. It's the software, too. macOS 10 Tiger 10.4.4 is running entirely natively on the Intel Core Duo. And that's not just the operating system. That's all the applications, too. They are all running completely natively on the Intel Core Duo. Everything we're doing now, everything Apple is doing, is what we call universal. It runs on both the PowerPC and Intel processors. As a matter of fact, these 2 new products we just introduced today, they are universal. The disks inside these boxes we are shipping today run on both PowerPC and Intel. And as a matter of fact, you just saw them running on Intel because I've been using a new iMac with a Core Duo processor all morning.
This is the 6th part in a series of 8 podcasts on the Macworld keynote speech by Steve Jobs. For PodTech News, I'm Jason Lopez.